Whether or not you're a true petrol head, I think there is an emotional tingle when a new Porsche Sportster is unveiled. Depending on your love for cars, that feeling will range from a genteel wow to a full-blown unbridled lust. I'm Colin Wendell and welcome to this edition of Colin and Cars as we get down to some basics with the all-new Porsche 911 GT3. It's the seventh edition to carry the iconic label and a car closely developed in collaboration with Porsche Motorsport, to the point even the carpets are durable high-tech material that save them 4 kilograms in weight. It transfers pure racing technology into a production model. The double wishbone front axle layout and sophisticated aerodynamics with a swan neck rear wing and diffuser originate from the successful GT race car 911 RSR. Tried and tested in endurance racing, the 375-kilowatt 4-litre six-cylinder boxer engine is based on the drivetrain of the 911 GT3R. The acoustically impressive high-revving engine is also used in the new 911 GT3 Cup. The result is a state-of-the-art sports car, perfect for the track and suitable for everyday use. Featuring Porsche's PDK, it is even faster than the previous 911 GT3 RS with a top speed of 318 kilometers an hour, and it accelerates from 0 to 100 in 3.4 seconds. Porsche also offers this new model with a 6-speed manual transmission. The aerodynamics benefit from the brand's motorsport experience and generate significantly more downforce without noticeably affecting the drag coefficient. In the performance drive mode, the manually set wing and diffuser elements increase the aerodynamic pressure for high cornering speeds. During final testing, the new 911 GT3 lapped the Nürburgring Nordschleife, traditionally the ultimate proving ground for all sports cars developed by Porsche, more than 17 seconds quicker than its predecessor. Consider the original GT3 driven by Walter Rall in 1999 was the first production car to break the 8-minute barrier. Development driver Lars Kern took just 6 minutes 59.92 seconds for a full 20.8 kilometer lap. The shorter 20.6 kilometer track was completed in 6 minutes 55.2 seconds. Despite a wider body, larger wheels, and additional technical features, the weight of the new GT3 is on a par with its predecessor. When equipped with a manual gearbox, it weighs 1,418 kilograms, while the PDK version comes in at 1,435 kilograms. Frank Stefan Wallace, the vice president for the 911 and 718 model lines, tells us more.
Effort, maybe the highest effort we put ever in such a car, so I'm sure, yeah, we will fulfill.
He gives more background to the actual development of the new car.
For me, that's always two sides. One is for sure it's the technology, everything we learned about high revving engines, about normally aspirated engines, about suspension, especially aerodynamics. I think we did a really big step on the aero side for the new GT3. But it's also spirit of engineering this car to make the baby happen, to make it live, to bring all in a GT3 needs. And that's a small core team. They work close together day by day. They can trust each other. And that makes a very, very essential part of the GT3.
But what is the Porsche 911 GT3?
If you want to explain Porsche 911, what is very, very closely linked to it, I always say, go out for a drive, take the car an hour on the racetrack, or go in the countryside. And you will come back and you understand everything about Porsche. It's all built in. It's the essence of Porsche in a single car. And that made the GT3 over the years so special. And I think what we're going to present now is still the same.
Its racing genes are expressed in every detail of the new 911 GT3. The cockpit features a new track screen and it can reduce the digital displays to the left and right of the rev counter to essential information needed for track driving such as tire and oil pressure, fuel level and water temperature. It also includes a visual shift assistant with colored bars to the left and right of the rev counter and a shift light derived from Motorsport. Here's Andreas Prieniger, the vice president for GT Cars.
Right, what's beneath the rear wing? So, and I can tell you, it's a motorsport engine from the first degree. It's the same engine we use in the Cup car. It's 4-liter displacement, flat six, high revving, a fire-breathing, normally aspirated engine with all the tech from a race car engine, like individual throttle bodies, dry sump lubrication, titanium parts in the engine, a lightweight exhaust. This is, for me, the most emotional engine that's on the market anywhere today. It's so much fun. But it's not all that defines a GT3. It's a lot engine, but it's the rest also. And on that car, we have a complete new suspension, a double wishbone front axle for the first time. That's a revolutionary evolution, I would say. Bigger wheels, bigger brakes, wider rims, and that all on the 992 platform, and it's a little bit bigger, a little bit more competent, and it needed some lightweight trickery to keep the weight down, and that it's dispersed all over the car, so all boxes ticked.
You can see a short video of the car in action on my website at www.colinoncars.com, and don't forget the hyphens. Now turning to some other news, due to the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on sports event and an expected third wave still to come, the organisers of the Somola Hill Climb have taken the decision to postpone the event to September the 2nd this year. Spokesman for the event said, "It's once again with a great deal of sadness we've been forced to make this decision to postpone the event. We were all set to run the event on our traditional May dates, but having engaged with all stakeholders, medical experts and other event organisers, the consensus is that May poses too much of a risk for the health and safety of attendees. The uncertainty and possible risk impacts our international competitors and visitors who may not be allowed to travel to the country in May, as well as sponsor partners who would not be able to host staff and guests if the health risk is high." And then, in line with global trends, Kia has added a crossover to its Picanto spread, the X-Line joining as the whole range locally benefited from a midlife refresh. The Picanto is a mainstay in the product lineup, says Stephen Cross, sales director of Kia South Africa. The introduction of the new X-Line derivative sees Picanto gain an adventurous spirit, perfect for those who believe in seizing the day and sharing experiences beyond their daily lives. It's the perfect car for here, there and everywhere. The new Picanto X-Line features a series of design details. At the front, there's a redesigned radiator grille, new interpretation of Kia's famous tiger nose, and the aggressive front bumper gives it a sporty stance. At the rear, a redesigned rear bumper completes the picture with skid plate detailing and full LED rear lights. Crossover-inspired cladding, mudguards, and 15-inch alloy wheels give the X-Line a kind of go-there stance. The new X-Line is offered only with a 1.25-litre engine that develops 61 kilowatts of power and 122 newton-metres of torque. Customers have a choice between a 5-speed manual or 4-speed automatic transmission. Well, that's it for this edition. Have a safe motoring week, and remember, the yellow diagonal markings on the road are not an invitation to overtake. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.